Very pleased to be joined right now by the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski. Coach, how's the offseason going so far?
Going great. Been busy and getting a lot done.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk with you about, is how busy you have been first putting together this coaching staff. And now that you've got it done, I'm sure there's a sense of, I don't know if the word is relief, but certainly accomplishment that you have all those pieces in place.
Well, for sure, and it's one of the biggest things that you want to get done early, and it's such an important piece to get done correctly as well. And so, you know, I took my time with it, feel like we've put together a great staff and are excited to get going.
What was your overall philosophy in assembling this staff?
Well, you know, I wanted to get great teachers, to get the best people that I could that fit the philosophy going forward that we want to have. I wanted to get a diverse group, a group, and have been able to do that. I feel like on all those things I've talked about, but a group that has some guys that have different experiences. You know, some guys that have been in the pros, some guys that have been in college, some guys that have been NFL players before, some younger guys, some guys that have more experience. So I think it's a real good mix, and that brings a lot of things to the table in terms of ideas. And, you know, and then the last thing is guys that can work well together and work well as a team.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up that diverse background thing, because it does seem as if when you're in meetings, you're going to hear different perspectives, right? I think the whole point of having someone who, say, has been a player before he became a coach, or a guy who's just been a career coach, there's going to be different exchanges of ideas.
No doubt, and you want that. You don't want a lot of people in the room who are just nod their heads and never have opinions on things. And so getting those type of people that, you know, have different experiences and are able to share those is real valuable. And then ultimately you have to be on the same page together.
Right.
So there may be disagreements, there may be differences of opinion, but at the end of the day, you know, we're coming out and this is the way we're going to do it, the Browns way.
All right. And how, when you are interviewing, when you are selecting who will be part of the staff, how do you arrive at that conclusion that, okay, the backgrounds are going to be different. They have to be. These are different, 21 different individuals. But what tells you that they can work together? And I know you don't really know that until they're actually doing it, but what gives you the faith that you've put together a group that will have good chemistry?
Yeah, and it's two parts, mainly, you know, doing the research and going through the process of talking to other coaches. Some of them I've worked with, so I know, you know, what it's like to work with them on a day-to-day basis. Others, you know, you're getting referrals from people, coaches or other people that have worked with these guys. And then the interview process itself and going through and having them here for a day and being around all of our coaches and, you know, asking them the questions that you're going to want to know and how they react to. And you get a feeling for that as through that whole process and you put it together. And I feel great about the guys that we have.
And you're looking at an average of more than 9 years of experience when you break it down. How important is that?
It's real important. And, again, I think the mix of what we have on the staff is the key. As we do have some younger coaches. Some right. guys, it may be their first time coaching or having that opportunity. And then some guys who have been more, you know, have some more experience and have been around for a while, whether it's college, whether it's pros, and all those experiences coming together.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting too that and when I say 9 years, average 9 years of experience, that's NFL experience. They have previous football experience, previous coaching experience on top of that. But like you said, you have some at the end of the spectrum with a year or a couple of years, but then you have North Turner with 27 years, and
right.
that's got to be quite a thing. Where when 27 say deals with 2 years or 1 year of experience, you know that person at the younger end has got to be absorbing like an open book.
Right. And the good thing, you know, as you look at the staff and the way you want to build the staff, is if we're doing a good job of hiring guys and hiring the right guys, that at some point they're going to have opportunities to advance, and that whether that's here or whether that's other places. And you hope that that's happening. I hope that that's happening.
Sure.
And so you have some other guys that are going to grow and going to learn as they are going through this process of coaching, and they'll be able to take the next steps in within our organization.
Rob Chudzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And the structure, the staff structure, everybody does it a little differently. And this staff is different in terms of some titles and positions than the Browns previously had. And what I'm referring to is you have, because I guess of this three, more of a 3-4 base alignment defensively, an inside linebackers coach, an outside linebackers coach. You're looking at an assistant defensive backs coach. You're looking at quality control people on the offense and the defensive side. Just explain what your thinking was in structuring the staff this way.
You know, the biggest thing was on defense of how to lay out the structure at the linebacker position. And when going to a 3-4 defense, the outside linebackers are such critical guys in the defense. And looking at and interviewing and going through the process, Brian Baker was a guy who came really highly recommended. He's primarily been a defensive line coach,
right?
Has some experience as a linebacker coach, but really primarily as a defensive line coach. And his specialty is developing pass rushers and outside pass rushers in particular. That's been his area of most experience. So really felt like, you know, going to the 3-4 defense, that being a critical position, that a guy like Brian can come in and fit real well as a guy who can help develop the outside pass rushers. He'll also work with Joe Cullen in terms of our sub packages where we're more four down, mm-hmm. in those type of situations, or our four down packages where we're in base, those things. So, and then having a guy like Ken Flagel, who has significant experience in the NFL and a number of different systems. He's been a coordinator himself. Really, I think, brings a lot to the table in terms of the linebacker play.
And quality control, I know it's done, even if the title doesn't necessarily specify as much, but you have specific guys who are here to be defensive and offensive quality control. Just explain what they do.
They're going to be involved primarily in the breakdowns of all the tape. They'll work on putting together the game plans and working with the coordinators in terms of the nuts and bolts of putting it together and having the things prepared, the materials prepared for the players. And there are coaches that are learning in the process of learning as well and growing, and hopefully someday that they'll have their opportunities to be position coaches themselves.
And the key too is that they're looking at tendencies of what, not only of what the opponent does, but what the Browns do, just so that you're not too predictable in certain ways, right? I mean, you want them to kind of remind you of what your tendencies are.
Right. The self-scout is how we term that.
Yep.
So not only the opponent breakdowns, but our own self-scout breakdowns. They'll look at some league trends, league studies. So they really do a lot to help behind the scenes, specifically to the coordinators.
And in terms of your relationship with the coaches, Chud, how will you do that? And what I mean by that is, do you see yourself in having a lot of these group sessions where all the coaches are together on a frequent basis, or are you going to leave a lot of that to the coordinators to just have their groups? How do you involve yourself with the entire staff?
It's a combination of both. There's a lot of things that we'll need to talk about that are from an overall standpoint. And then once we can break to, you know, have things that are specific to the offense and defense, and special teams. I don't want to forget about Chris,
right,
over there.
Right.
But Norv, Ray, and Chris will, you know, break out and do what they need to do and be in charge of their guys in terms of those specific areas.
What type of work is being done now by you and your staff?
Well, we just finished, obviously, last week, putting together the final pieces of the staff and bringing in the final guys for the staff. So one of the first things that we're doing right now is I've just actually finished that, is scheduling all the off-season activities. So phase one, phase two of the off-season program, and then the OTAs, and, of course, the mini camps that we're allowed to have. Our players are starting April 1st. We can start early, being a new staff, so okay, they can come for workouts on April 1st. So just getting all those things together, pretty much have those dates put together now. The other things we're starting on is, you know, get going on the playbook.
Right.
So that's going on in conjunction with us really looking at and sitting down and looking at our own players and getting ready for free agency and the draft upcoming. And that'll be a process that's going, you know, over the course of the next few weeks and months.
So just walking through the calendar, the first time that you're going to get your team together would be April 1st?
Actually go on the field with them. They can come here to start beginning workouts in the weight room, and we can actually meet with them at that point. We'll have a mini camp a couple weeks later.
All right.
So that'll be a team minicamp, a veteran minicamp, and that's a week or so before the draft. And then obviously we get into phase two of the off-season program where we can go out on the field. Coaches can go on the field with the players in phase two. And then phase three is obviously OTAs where we're going in a, you know, more practice type situation.
So basically the months of like May and June, we'll start seeing more of that.
We'll be on the field a lot.
On the field is what I meant. Yeah, what I meant by seeing. Yeah, the rest of it will be inside. And are you able to have, I know the rules are very specific about these things, but have you been able to have like introductory conversations with the players already under contract?
We have. It's nothing football specific at all whatsoever. It's the introductory type things and just getting to know the guys a little bit and for them to get to know me.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
No problem, Vic.
He is Rob Chudzinski, the head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up. I'll answer your questions and comment on your comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages next on ESPN 850 WKNR.